For those of you that are heavily invested in the stock market, do you know what's going on? Inflation is rearing its ugly head. The Fed is talking about raising interest rates. So what are we looking at going forward from Avinian Wealth Solutions? Michael Smith joins us. What are you predicting here for the rest of this year, Michael, as far as what we're looking at on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Definitely, I predict volatility. Remember, the Fed is trying to preserve its dual mandate. That's full employment and price stability, and how much of that price stability is going to be transitory, which means temporary, because of the pandemic, opposed to longer term. And the Fed policy trying to get that right is going to be very difficult, and that could create volatility for the markets.
Yeah, and for the individual investor, it's really hard to know what's going on. I mean, there's such euphoria as things start building up, but boy, they can really burst those bubbles very quickly, and then you're left on the wrong end.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's why you go back to being fully diversified. It's very important. Diversifying strategies is very important, and sticking to your longer-term plan. And remember, some of these temporary setbacks are probably most likely temporary.
You know, people always like to talk about precious metals when things get a little bit volatile. What are you seeing there as far as the price of gold going forward? Where is it at right now, by the way?
Oh, the price of gold pulled back. It's somewhere in the 1800 range. It's been doing actually quite well. I think gold is a great diversifier in a portfolio, and at the same time, it's also a good diversifier against fiat currency.
Ah, that's very interesting. Okay. What about other commodities?
Well, I think in the commodities complex right now, I think if you stay in the metals, that's a good diversifier. It's a non-correlated asset in the portfolio, so we definitely like that on a longer-term basis. But some of the other commodities, like lumber, they're pulling back. I mean, it was up 286%, started down 46%. So those type of commodities are probably going to be very volatile. So be very careful.
Where are you at, Michael Smith, on cryptocurrencies? You a believer or not?
I'm a big believer in cryptocurrency, but again, it's going to be specific. Ethereum and Bitcoin are two of my favorites. And remember, where there's scarcity, there's value. And that's where Bitcoin is at 21 million total. That's some scarcity. So I believe in that longer term.
Very quickly, if you can, what about the Fed and interest rates? They're saying they're not going to increase until 2023. Can they really make that kind of promise?
Well, it's going to be very difficult for them to make that promise. I think right now they're trying to talk and say they're going to raise rates to kind of cool things down. Remember, that's what Mario Draghi did in Europe. He talked about raising rates, but never really did. So I think the Fed is trying to talk its way into cooling the economy off without having to do so.
Okay. Michael, always good to talk to you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael Smith.
Yep, president of Avinian Wealth
Solutions.
Well,
he's got answers. He gave them fast.
Boom. He knows how to give you a soundbite.